me the Bible, Star of Gladness gleaming.
You are now listening to Salvation by Grace with Brother David Wilkerson, a member of the Kings Road Baptist Church located at 180 South Glen Street in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Jesus came to seek and save the lost.
Thank you. It's a joy, a privilege, and an honor to be here once again. It's a joy to be saved. It's an honor to be called a child of God, an heir of God, a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God all of heaven is going to be shared with me. And if you're saved, it's going to be shared with you. Because when you got saved, the Lord made you and made me an heir of God, a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, he that delivered up Jesus for us all, how shall he not also by Jesus give us all things? And thank God, the Lord give us the best thing of heaven, which was his beloved Son. And everything else comes with that. The Bible says, if you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all the rest is added unto us. But we're not to seek God for the meat of the world or for anything in the world. We're to seek the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, for the redemption of our souls, because the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And when it dies, separated and alienated from God, it goes to a place that it doesn't want to go. It goes to its own place. The Bible says it goes to a place that was prepared originally for the devil and his angels. Hell was not framed. Hell was not created. Hell was not put where it is because of man. It was created for the devil and his angels. And if you go to hell, you go there as an intruder. Jesus came into this world. God sent Jesus in this world to keep us out of hell. In fact, Jesus died on the cross for you and bore your sins in his own body on the tree. And then not only that, but his soul was made an offering for sin when he gave up the ghost. The Bible says his soul was made an offering for sin. So he didn't only die on the cross, shed his blood for us on the cross, but afterward, his soul was made an offering for sin, and he went to hell for you and for me. I know there's some people who claim to know the Bible who says, well, Jesus didn't go to hell. They think it's strange that someone would say that Jesus went to hell for us. But I'm quoting the Bible, and I'm speaking from the mouth of the Holy Spirit, and I'm not going to sell the Lord short of what he did at Calvary and afterwards in those 3 days. That when he gave up the ghost, I mean, his feet walked through the furnace of hell, absolutely did. But thank God, the Bible says God did not suffer his Holy One to see corruption, nor did he leave his soul in hell, but he raised him from the dead upon the first day of the week, early Sunday morning. Thank God, up from the grave, Jesus arose, a mighty victor over the dark domain. And I know that he lives, and I know that he reigns, and he's on the right hand of the Heavenly Father, interceding prayers of the saints according to the will of God. And not only that, I know that he's in my soul. He's not only on the right hand of the Heavenly Father, but he's in my soul today. Thank God I've got sunlight in my soul today. Thank God, because Jesus resides in there. He took up his abode in my soul. When I got saved, when I called on him with that broke heart and that contrite spirit over 28 years ago, thank God, a real man of God, born to the grace of God, born to the Spirit of God, and schooled by God, washed in the blood of Jesus, and sent by God, and he was obedient to God. He was practicing what he was preaching in the private. Therefore, he was able to preach it with power in the public, and I was sitting in the church pew listening to him, and he was practicing what he was preaching, so therefore had power in it. The Bible says the Word of God is not only just in words, but it's in power and love. And the preacher preached it with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord honored him and honored his life and let him preach in such a way that the devil, I could not resist it. It got past my mind. The devil could no longer cause that Word of God to be resisted in my life. It ran and had free course. It got past my mind. It got down into my inner ear. It got into my heart because the preacher practiced what he was preaching, and it had power behind it. He preached with a demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power. But a lot of preachers today, and I've met some of them, so-called preachers, a lot of preachers, they're just a preacher who called themselves, and they've never been really born again. And God does have His children, His preachers out there. They're scattered here and there and over there. But I tell you, they're very few and far and in between. The woods are full of people who are sincere but sincerely wrong, and full of people who absolutely are purposely misleading the people in order to get to people's back pocket. I'm talking about lost preachers preaching for money, going after people's purse and their back pocket and their wallet, and God knows them that are His. And I tell you, those false preachers are going to have a special hot seat in hell. But there are some that are sincere out there, but sincerely wrong. And I tell you, I've come in contact with some when we go to the jail services, and I've met some along the way. And I can tell they got convicted even before the church, service starts at the jail. We always congregate into one room, and they always have a prayer, and they hold hands, and all the preachers gather themselves around and hold hands, and one of them is called on to pray. But very few times was me and my brother and other companions in the Lord were called on to pray, because the people didn't want to get too close to the truth. They just want to have mealy mouth prayer and just act like they're on fire for God. But most of them were not even saved and living in sin. But we would have conversation as we were walking down the stairs and waiting outside of the doors to go in to preach to the men. And I remember making a comment about practicing what you're preaching, or you won't be able to preach it with power. And that stunned some of them. And I could see it in their eyes. And I tell you, it's a daily battle. I mean, I'm a man, and I tell you, it's not an easy bed of roses. It's not easy. I tell you, the devil's there to obstruct. The devil is there to put stumbling blocks in our way. The devil don't want me preaching. He tries to throw temptations and sins in my way. And he sets up his spiritual booby traps, if you will. I mean, he's always there. The Bible says he's on every corner working. And he's like the prince in the power of the air. And he's the god of the flesh. And I still have this flesh to contend with. And I wake up and the devil is trying to work on me. And he wants me to greet the new day and to sin and to fall on my face. And the Bible says he's the son of the morning. And he greets you right in the morning. And he wants you to live in sin all throughout the day. But I tell you, I got something better to live for. I know that going the route of sin will take you down, down, down. It'll make you miserable, and you'll have blood all over your hands if you listen to the devil and sow to your flesh after you've been saved. And I tell you, but I want to please the Lord who's chosen me to be a soldier. I want to come out from among the world and be separate, thus saith the Lord, and touch not and handle not the unclean thing. Like I said, it's a daily battle. But if we keep our eyes on the Lord, we won't sink into sin. But if we lean on the Lord and not on our own selves, and lean on to Him, and He will direct our path. And the Bible says the steps of the good man are ordered by the Lord. And yes, the Lord is speaking to us each and every morning too as well. He's trying to order our steps that day. He don't make us. Love gives a choice. But I tell you, I want to follow Him because I love Him. When He saved me by His grace, He didn't give me no license to sin, but He gave me a license to serve. And I'd like to do the will of God. I'd like to serve Him. I can find no other that I would rather serve than the Lord Jesus Christ. What a tender and compassionate friend, and what a wonderful, complete, everlasting Savior that He is. I'm saved by His grace, and I'm kept by His power, and I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise unto the day of redemption, and I have eternal life. I don't care what these people got to say about saying, well, you can be saved today and lost tomorrow. They say, well, it's no such thing as once saved, always saved. But God have mercy. You don't know the Bible like you think you know the Bible. You got to take the Bible in its entirety and always remember the key to the The salvation is not by works. It's by grace. And grace is an unmerited favor. That's how you get into heaven. You open up the door to heaven. Jesus is the door. And the door is grace. And Jesus is grace. For by grace are we saved through faith. And that not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. Not by works, lest any man should boast. You're not saved by grace and then you're kept by your works. I believe in obeying the Lord, of course. I believe in following Him after you've been saved. But I tell you, if you was to fall to sin, and so to your outward man, the Lord's not going to throw you in hell. He's going to deal with you. He's got a chastising rod. He'll heat your fanny up. I mean, He'll whip you, and He'll send a storm in your life. In fact, you'll send that storm in your own life by being disobedient. And I tell you, if you get out of the will of God and stay out of the will of God, there are punishments for that. The Lord will tan your hide. And not only that, but one day after a while, I mean, you're going to look down on your hands and see blood dripping, blood from your kinfolks, blood from the people that you should have been praying for, laboring for over your prayer list. Those types of people, their souls are going to be required. At you, sinner, I mean, Christian friend, if you get out of God's will and stay out of God's will when God tries to deal with you and send a storm, and He's so long-suffering, so tender with us, and He don't kill us overnight. But I tell you, He's a loving Father, and a loving Father chastens His son and His daughters. Listen to the chastening of the Lord. The Bible says if we would, in fact, chasten ourselves, we wouldn't have to be chastened of the Lord. But when we're chastened of the Lord, He puts that rod of correction on us that we may yield the peaceful fruits of righteousness. The Bible says no chastisement at the present time is joyous to the Lord, but it's grievous. But afterwards, it yields the peaceful fruits of righteousness to them that are exercised thereby. And He says, if you be without chastisement, then are you bastards and not sons. That's the Bible. The Bible depicts you of someone who's illegitimate. If you're not being whipped by the Lord, if you get into sin, but He's not going to cast you into hell. The Bible says your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be blotted out. The Bible says you're saved by grace and kept by the power of God, and you're sealed by the Holy Spirit of God until the day of redemption. The Bible says nothing shall separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Nothing in the past, present, or the future. No depth, nor height, nor any other creature, no principality, no hunger. Nothing in this world shall ever be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. This is an inseparable love. This is an inseparable salvation. The Lord saved me by His grace. He didn't put me on probation. He gave me salvation. And He don't have any 30, no 60, no 90-day plans of salvation. I've got an eternal insurance policy over my soul. The Lord paid for it at Calvary. I'm washed in the blood. I'm under the blood. And the devil can't get under the blood to get my soul. My soul is in the haven of rest. My soul is in the palm of the Lord's hands. And the devil can't get me. I don't want to sin. But if I was to sin, it's not going to separate me. I'll die before my time. I'll die prematurely. I'll have blood on my hands. I won't make an abundant entrance into heaven. I'll have part in sending other people to hell. I won't go to hell because the Lord saved me from hell, and I'm in the palm of His hands, but He saved me for service. He didn't give me no license to sin. I don't have no desire to sin. I desire to please the Lord. Chosen me to be a soldier, and I want to win souls. And if you get saved, you'll have the same desires. We're all kindred. We all have the same thoughts and the same spirit. When you get born again, you want to win souls. You don't want to sin. You got a new nature, and you want to sow to the spirit and not to the flesh. See my time gone. Call upon the Lord with a broken heart and a contrite spirit and repent of your sins. Lord, I save you. See my time gone. God bless you, dear friend. In Jesus' name, amen.
Give me the Bible, Star of Gladness, clear.
Thank you for listening to Salvation by Grace with Brother David Wilkerson of the Kings Road Baptist Church, located at 180 South Glen Street in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Since Jesus came to seek and save the Lord.